Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Bring him all your burden. Bring him all your cares. Bring him all your burden. Bring him all your cares. Say that. Bring him all your burdens. Bring him all your... If you need that, say it. Bring him all. Bring him all your care. May your brokenness be healed in God's presence. Yeah. Hallelujah. Ah, Father Yahweh, we thank you for your presence, Father. Everything that we need, we find it in your presence, Father. Our joy is in your presence. Our healing is in your presence. Our deliverance and freedom is in your presence. Hallelujah. Our shalom, our peace of mind is in your presence. So right now, Father Yahweh, our desire is to be in your presence and to stay in your presence, Father. Every need is supplied there, Father. So right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua, we thank you for your presence in this place, in this room, in our lives, Father Yahweh. And we ask right now, Father, that you just have your way. Use the vessel, no matter how worthy or unworthy he may be, Father. But allow your word to speak healing, to speak to the broken hearts, hallelujah. To speak, hallelujah, deliverance. To speak freedom. To speak shalom. To speak joy. Right now comes from your word, Father Yahweh. And we thank you that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, Father. So light the way, Father Yahweh. It's all in your presence. We give you praise and honor and glory. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh, saints. Tell somebody everything that we need is in his presence. You got to say it like you believe it, though. Like, you know, everything we need is in his presence. No, say it. Everything. Yes, 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 yes. And there is nothing left out of everything. All is in everything. So I just want to come to you for a few minutes. Whew, it's been a while since, yeah. I've been up here like that, yeah. But Yahweh wants to take us places. His desire really is to take us to places that we have never been before. He wants to take you places in your life. He wants to take you to your destiny. He wants to establish your destiny. When people walk around saying, I don't know what it is I'm supposed to do, or, you know, I don't know what Yahweh has for me. Well, guess what? It takes faith to get to your destiny. You have to have faith in him that is going to take you there. We have examples of that all throughout the word. And we need to get to a place, and that's why Yahweh has me speaking on this right now in this season. It's always timely to talk about faith. But in this season, and it's, this statement is for every season, but really strongly right now, faith is not optional. I got to say that again. Faith is not optional. Faith isn't something that you pick up when you have a need. Faith is supposed to be something that's always in you. It's not just for healing. It's not just for money. Faith is your future. And if you trust Yahweh, you're putting your faith in him for your future. So that means that it's an everyday walk. You walk in faith Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's not just because you want money or, you know, you got a bill to pay. We treat faith like it's something convenient that we just pull out when we need it. Like it's an ATM machine. Faith is how you live your life. If you're looking for faith when you got a bill to pay, then I feel you got some issues. Because faith should be something that you wake up in the morning with, something that you carry throughout the day, something that you go to bed at night with. You're building this thing up. You got to believe this thing. You're working this thing. We're all given the measure of faith, but it's up to you to grow that thing. To develop it. So it's not optional. It's mandatory. It is a prerequisite for this life. And you see, this life is getting crazier every week. Every time I had to stop turning on the news, y'all. Because it was just crazy. And the news cycle the next day was crazier than the day before. Till the new normal is crazy. I had to stop. I told my wife, I was like, I'm just trusting in Yahweh. I don't need to hear what's going on over on that side of the United States. But see, you got to have faith in Yahweh to overcome this craziness. It's a spirit of crazy that is just going through the land. It's like everybody's losing their minds. I'm not just saying that. It's just turn on the TV. Look at your Attorney General of the United States. Crazy. I'm not getting political. I'm not going to do that. There's some time for that. I'm just telling the truth. But your faith can overcome this crazy. You need to thank him for that, because it's going to take your faith to overcome this craziness. So listen, go to Isaiah. When we have communion, I have a shorter amount of time. But it's okay. I got to get this out to you. Go to Yeshayahu, Isaiah. Yeshayahu is the pronunciation in the Hebrew. His name in the Hebrew, 51st chapter. We want to go to the first verse. If you ever want to know who you are and where you're headed, you don't find that in Jay-Z and Beyonce and Drake and all these other people out here. In the celebrities and Kanye and all this foolishness. Because the people try to find themselves in that. That's crazy. You find who you are in the Word. The Word tells you your identity. The Word tells you your bloodline. The Word tells you your blessings. Say, everything that I need comes from the Word. Like the song that the choir just sung, everything that we need is really in His presence. And His Word is Yahweh. It's the spoken words of Yahweh. And so when we look in Isaiah, 51st chapter, first verse says, hearken to me. If you don't know what hearken means, listen, pay attention to me. Ye that follow after righteousness. Who is that? Y'all. You should, as a believer, you should be following after righteousness. Follow ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek Yahweh. You're seeking him. Every day, you should be seeking him. I don't know about you, but every day I got stuff.
Every day something come up. Every day there's an issue. Every day there's something I got to deal with. Every day there's a need, right? And Monday's needs are different than Tuesday's. And so I need a God that can help me navigate every day of the week. I need him every day of the week because there's different stuff going on depending on what day it is. And you should want to seek him. He said in all of our ways, acknowledge what? Him. Not acknowledging. See, and some of y'all, you take your stuff to everybody else but him. You talk about your brokenness be healed in his presence. You take your brokenness to your auntie or your buddy or you. Unless they say, they ain't got no answer for you. They tell you the opposite.
Well, you need to cuss them out then if they're doing that to you.
Husband and wife got issues and they go into the homeboy. Rollo. Looking for counsel. Rollo ain't never been married. He just got a bunch of chicks on the side. Or you go to Leroy. I hope nobody in here named Leroy. And Leroy done been married 5 or 6 times.
Well, you know, he been married so many times, he should know what he's talking about.
I beg to differ. If he knew how to do it, he should have done it right the first time. But you take all your broken and your issues and you take them to other people. They ain't got the answer for you. Yahweh alone is the one that can solve whatever your issue is. So he's talking to people like us because we don't get our ass. We don't go to the same grocery store spiritually that folks in the world go to. We go to Yahweh's place. And everything that we need, we find it in him. And there ain't no issue under the sun and stars and the moon and sky that aren't addressed in his word. And if you don't believe that, you ain't read it. There's stuff in there about everything. I was talking to a couple not too long ago. And sometimes people seem to think that there are not stuff in the word that addresses married people. But yes, it's all up in there. You got to find it. And to find it, you got to be looking for it. And to look for it, you got to pick it up and read it in whatever form it is. If you do the hard copy Bible where you flip pages or you got something like this, or now, I bet everybody in here got a cell phone. I'm sure. Who ain't got no cell phone in here? You don't have a cell phone. Oh. You don't have no cell phone. You have a cell phone. Everybody that got a cell phone, you can put, unless you got a flip phone, you can put the word of Yahweh in it. I ain't gonna ask who got a flip phone. I think I've already seen a couple of those. So this is for you. Tell your neighbor, this is for you. Okay, so it says, hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, not follow after other stuff, but follow after righteousness, ye that seek Yahweh. Where I need a mentor. I need somebody to that I can look to. Look unto the rock from whence you were hewn, meaning you were carved out of this stone. Hey, come on. He's a chief cornerstone. You're carved out of that. That's where you look.
I need somebody in my life that I can look to. You better look to this.
He says, you need something to look at. Look unto the rock, which you are carved out of. You're hewn. And to the hole of the pit from where he dug you out of. Look where you came from. When you got saved, he created you. He recreated you. And he created you in the image of him. And so you're supposed to speak like him. You're supposed to walk like him. You're supposed to talk like him. You're supposed to have his attitude. You're supposed to have his posture. So where are you looking? Where are you looking? And a lot of you locate yourselves. I see where you're looking by what comes out of your mouth. And this is what we've got to start understanding where this stuff comes from. Where does the adverse stuff come from that is not of Yahweh, that is just messing up our lives, that is getting in the way of everything, that is getting in the way of our destiny, that's getting in the way of our blessing, that's getting in the way of our deliverance, that's getting in the way of our healing, that's getting in the way of our peace, that's getting in the way of our joy. That's why we got so many people walking around depressed. And then the drugs that they tell you to get on for depression has like 20 side effects. So you're taking stuff, it may cause hemorrhaging in the brain and may cause high blood pressure and may cause something in your spleen. Well, I didn't have that stuff going on in the first place, so why am I taking this stuff that's going to mess with that stuff? And then once you develop that stuff from the drug that you're taking for that depression thing, then you got to take another drug because of the side effects that's being caused by the first drug. And then the second drug is giving side effects. And then you got to take a third drug to get against those side effects. And before you know it, you popping pills 24/7. I believe I found it in scripture somewhere where it says the word is medicine. Come on, y'all. It's medicine to whatever it is that you're going through. They wanted me to take stuff when I was going through my challenge. Sometimes I was like, nah, I ain't taking that. Then they want me to stay on stuff. Well, they give me all this opioid stuff going on, and they wanted to give me all these pain medications. Mr. Washington, you're not taking your pain medication. I don't need the pain medication. Because I already had laid hands on myself and he took away the pain. Come on. Because they was trying to, you better watch it. Because when I was in that hospital, that out of operation pain, they have this stuff called morphine. You better watch out. Because for a moment, just for a moment, they shot me up with that stuff and I was like, ooh. See, I had seen that reaction in movies. But when they shot that the first time, it washed from my head down. And after it washed down to my toes, Mr. Washington, do you need anything? Well, then came a time they said, listen, it was my daughter, she was starting middle school. And she would start middle school on a Friday. And they had been doing that shoot up with that stuff all week long. And the doctor said, okay, well, you can't leave here on that stuff. To get released, you got to get off that stuff. And then on to this other stuff. I said, I don't want to get off of something and then go to something else. I want to get off and be off. And so that night, I was having this pain. It was my intestines were coming back. They had to fill them with air to do the operation. So now the air didn't have a place to go. And it started swelling up. And the only person that would know that kind of pain, I believe, is a woman giving birth. Because this air was growing inside me like a 9-month pregnancy. I mean, it was blowing me up. But when they gave me that stuff, I'm just being real, right? Because, you know, I had never had that experience before. I wasn't a drug user. Until. But when they would, it would just go down in there and it was gone. But it came back in 30 minutes. I needed something that was going to last all the time. So that night, it was just, I said, I just laid hands on myself and my wife and my daughter and my sister-in-law came to the hospital and I just laid hands on it and it started swelling up again. And I was just, oh. And I said, Father Yahweh, I just need relief from this pain. And not long after I said that, I felt a whoosh right in my gut. Just a deflation. Just, it was like instant. And the pain was gone. Hallelujah. It just left me. And so this is what I'm talking about, talking and really being about your faith, because the next morning, the nurse comes in and says, Mr. Washington, do you need anything? And you know what they mean when you need anything. And I didn't have any of that pain. But the devil, you might want to get some of that because it might come back. That's what he said. And then the Holy Spirit is like, you're healed. You're good. You don't need anything. And this was Thursday, right? And my desire was to be released, but I had not come off the stuff until the day before, with that Wednesday. And so I had to go through Thursday, the whole day, without getting shot up. So the devil said, you might want to take some of that. I said, I bind you, Satan, in the name of Yeshua. I said, I'm healed. I felt supernaturally. And I told my wife, that I said, it's just deflated. And we was clapping hands and praising right there in the hospital bed. And so I said, this was a moment for me to choose faith. It was either choose faith or choose morphine. I chose faith. And that whole day, hallelujah. No pain. Apostle would come to the hospital and sometimes I would get him to, you know, he walk with me because they're saying, Mr. Washington, you need to walk. You can walk all that stuff out of you. So he had come Thursday. And so I got to walking. And then I got to skipping. And then I got to almost running. So that morning, Thursday that day, he says, the doctor comes in. So I see you haven't taken anything. And I see that, you know, you've been moving. So we're going to release you. And they released me on Thursday and Friday. I was right there with my daughter, took her to school for her first day. And that pain never came back again. See, but if I had chose the drug, I would have had to keep on. And then they wanted to give me this other stuff in pill form. And they want me to pop. I was like, I won't do that. And I didn't have to do it. I didn't have to pop no pills post-surgery. Hallelujah. But that was, now I'm nobody special. That was me choosing faith. Right? Understanding that my heritage is in the word. And the words that he speak, that I speak them. So he says, look, second verse, look unto Abraham, your father, because he's the father of faith. And look unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. And if you don't know his story, he called him out of his father's house. He says, get ye out of thy father's house and go into this land. And the land that he told him to go into was barren. But by faith, in faith, Abraham had to step out and believe what Yahweh said was going to come to pass. And look at the scripture. It says, I called him alone. He was obedient. And I blessed him. And not only did I bless him, I increased him. See, when you're obedient to the word of Yahweh and you have faith in his word, he'll not only bless you, he'll increase you. Right? Third chapter, third verse. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places and he will make her wilderness like Eden. He calls you into a dry place because he's going to send the rain. You got to believe that. So he'll make the wilderness like Eden and her desert like a garden. Those are two separate opposite things. But you'll come in dry and you end up with Eden, right? You'll come in with a dusty desert and then you'll have a garden in Yahweh. And it says, joy and gladness shall be found in there. See, if you're depressed and you got issues like that, And stressed out and all that, evidently, you're not living in the right land. Because he says, where he is, there's joy. Where he is gladness. And if you're not experiencing joy and gladness, you better look out where you are. What kind of land are you in? Are you in the land that he's called you to? Or are you in the land that you thought that you wanted to go to? Because this is the battle that we have to fight. Our minds want to take us one place, and the spirit of Yahweh wants to take us somewhere else. And the somewhere else where the spirit is, that's where he wants us to be. And then not only that, he says there's thanksgiving and the voice of melody. And skip down to the 16th verse. If you want to experience all that, 16 says, and I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of my hand, that I might plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, thou art my people. Those are my people. Look at those folks over there that's blessed. Look at those folks over there that's increasing. Those are mine. What gets me? I have put my words in your mouth. Why was I able to be successful in this battle of stage 4 cancer? Because I did not let the words that the doctor was saying come out of my mouth. I only spoke healing. I only spoke victory. I didn't even say the word cancer when I was going. I wouldn't let it come out of my mouth. And the doctors were saying it because they wanted me to say, I have cancer. That's what they wanted me to say. You have cancer. You have cancer. You have cancer. That's what they wanted me to say. I never let that come out of my mouth. And praise Yahweh, I was surrounded by people who didn't let it come out of their mouth either. They was like, we got this. He pulled me all the way through. I didn't even have to say it. And people was like, what's going on with Pastor Tom? Listen, y'all, just pray. I just wanted y'all to pray. You don't have to call that. But I just want you to pray. And I had doctors coming in saying, yeah, you know, they were giving their dire stuff.
But I serve a God that put his words in my mouth.
He gave me the words to say.
I don't know what to say.
Listen, if you don't know what to say, a perfect opportunity for you to say his words. Perfect opportunity. When you don't know what to say, say the word. Speak the word. Because he says, if you're his, he put words in your mouth. And the words that he puts into your mouth, they're life. Right? He wants you to speak kingdom. See, wherever I go, I kingdomize it. I go to work, I kingdomize it. You know? Wherever it is that I am, I'm bringing kingdom. That means that I'm bringing the language of the kingdom. I'm bringing the faith of the kingdom. I'm bringing the power of the kingdom. See, some people, you on your jobs, you're not happy with your jobs because of the people. You better get in there and create that atmosphere of the kingdom. Make them spirits come under the subjection of the Holy Ghost. Because I was working a job, I knew my boss was under the influence of a spirit. And it wasn't holy. I would get in there before they got there. And I pray over that place. I walk through that laboratory and I walk through them offices, creating the atmosphere. They didn't know what happened. I knew what happened. The problem is, a lot of y'all don't believe in the power that you possess. I got power. When he told me that I have power to tread over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me, I believe that. When he told me that no weapon formed against me will prosper, I believe that. And you can't get tripped out because there's a weapon with your name on it. The scripture says a weapon will be formed. See, no weapon formed against me doesn't tell me that there won't be a weapon. It just won't prosper. See, the enemy got weapons with your name on it because he know what you like. He knows what might get you. He knows what button to press. He knows how to get you out of your anger management skills. He knows what trigger words that are going to get your flesh all riled up. He knows what it's going to feel like when you disrespect it. See, some of y'all have this attitude. Yeah, they say what they, but when they disrespect me, it's on. These are believers. What does "it's on" mean? Are you going to the Spirit? Is it on and cracking in the Holy Ghost? Or is it on and cracking in your flesh? Are you going to choose the language of the kingdom? Or are you going to choose the language of cuss out? That's the flesh. So the enemy, they're weapons. He'll use people close to you as a weapon. Ain't no stranger weapon. It's a familiar weapon. How are you going to fight against that? That's why you got to choose this. Let the words of Yahweh come out of your mouth. Go here to Proverbs, the 30th chapter. And this is a problem. Say thought. Say speech. Thought and speech. Before something comes out of your mouth, you're thinking it first. Before something happened, there has to be a process here. And this is where we mess up. And so the word tells us in Proverbs or Mishlei, the 30th chapter, the 32nd verse, if thou hast done foolishly in lifting thyself up, or if thou hast thought evil, you better do something. Put your hand over your mouth. Because that evil is about to manifest in your mouth. And this is where we get things wrong, because we let almost anything come out of our mouth. Well, you know, I was just raised to speak my mind. No filter. The Holy Ghost is a filter. Yeah. Some of y'all need the Holy Ghost filter, because you're thinking stuff and you really need to pass it through the word before it comes out of your mouth. What if I had said my cancer? That thing was just passing through. I wasn't supposed to own that thing. That didn't belong to me. That wasn't a kingdom condition. Healing is a kingdom condition. My asthma, my bursitis, my bronchitis. You're taking ownership of it. It belongs to you. So if you're saying that it belongs to you, it's going to stay with you. But if you tell that thing in the name of Yeshua, I cast this sickness out of my body right now. Father, curse it from the root right now. It does not belong to me. It is not a kingdom condition. I want healing as a kingdom condition. That not look, but a total healing. That's what should come out of your mouth. Stop it in its tracks. Satan wants your thoughts. And so does Yahweh. Satan wants your mouth. And so does Yahweh. That's why he says, listen, I know some of y'all struggle with what to say, so I'm giving you the words to say. See, the enemy is going to try to put some stuff in your head that he wants you to speak. But I put my word in you. I put my Holy Ghost in you so that you can speak victory every time. Go to 2 Corinthians. And this is the thing. See, Eve thought that the enemy put these thoughts in Eve's head, telling her that Yahweh was holding back something from her. Like he was holding out on her. You got to understand, Yahweh put Eve's destiny inside of her. He wasn't holding it back. But if she would walk with Yahweh in obedience, then he would start revealing as the journey went on all that stuff that was for her through obedience. And a lot of times Yahweh has your destiny in you, and he wants to pull that thing out of you, but he wants you to be obedient to his word. And as you're obedient to his word, it'll start a process of revealing, and you'll get stronger, and you'll have increase, and you'll have blessings, and you have increase in wisdom. You have increase in knowledge if you just are obedient. And through the course of time, he'll start releasing that. See, your stuff in Yahweh is a time release. Sometimes it ain't time for it to be released. That's why he's giving you the fruits of the Spirit. And I believe we have patience in there. Long suffering is in there. See, we live in a generation where everybody wants everything fast right now. Well, if you want it fast, that's not faith. Sometimes it is a process. And he took me through an 8-month process of believing. And as I believed more, he increased me more. As I believed more, he healed me more. As I believed more, he strengthened me more. And by the time that I come out of that 8 months, I am cancer free. I am better than I ever was before. I am stronger than I ever was before. I am more determined in Yahweh than I ever was before. Somebody said, would you have done it again? Believe it or not, I would not trade that journey for nothing, because where he's brought me to today, woo! the way he showed me his power, the way he showed me, wait, let me go here with y'all. Because this right here, I'm a, go to John, the sixth chapter, Johann, in the sixth chapter, the 63rd verse. And I just want you to understand this. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. It's the Spirit that brings this life. It's the Spirit that manifests. It's the Spirit that carries out what it is that Yahweh's going to do. The flesh, it doesn't profit anything. And the scripture says, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are what? Life. If I did not speak the word of Yahweh, I'd be dead. Because he was trying to take me out. He was trying to take me out in that first hospital when they tried to open me up. They were, Mr. Washington, you have surgery, but they didn't know that I had pneumonia. They didn't know what was causing my fever to go up, and they would open me up. And the Spirit of Yahweh said, get out of here. Now. And my father was sitting there. I was like, I got to go. I got to get out of here. It wasn't out of fear. I got out of there because of faith. Because I knew the voice of the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost told me to go, I said, let's get out of here. And they got me out of there and went to a hospital and said, Mr. Washington, did you know that you had pneumonia and that you were anemic? I said, no. The other hospital didn't see it. I said, no, they were going to operate on me today. If they had opened me up, y'all would have had a service here talking about how good I was, prayerfully. It's the truth. But see, the words I speak, because I got the Holy Ghost, they're spirit and they are life. And I'm alive today because of the word of God and the Spirit that quickeneth. That's why I'm standing up here today. It's no goodness of my own, but it's by the grace and mercy of Yahweh. And see, I got to show you this last scripture. It ain't the last one I got, but it's the last one I'm giving you today. Where it says, Psalms 27. The Psalms be messing you up. Because it says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of Yahweh in the land of the living. See, if I had not seen what he did in my healing process, how he erased forth cancer, he erased it. If I had not seen the goodness of Yahweh right now in the land of the living, I might have fainted. But hallelujah, I'm still standing. And even if I'm standing, that you see it. Guess what? He's still healing folk. He's still delivering folk. He's still performing miracles right now. I'm standing here. And if you're in a situation where you think that you might be fainting or you be thinking like you might be losing your belief, I'm here to tell you, don't do it. Don't do it. Because he's still performing miracles. Carla, is he still performing miracles? If he's done anything for you, you better... Come on! Don't faint! Don't lose it! You serve a God that wants you to win, not sometimes. He wants you to win all the time. And the enemy thought that he had me. Just like the enemy thought that he had Yeshua when he was up on the cross. And there was the demon world, hey, they was partying. They was like, oh, we done overcome. But hey, they did not know what Yahweh had in store. Yeshua rose up with a victory in his hand. And in my case, they was like, well, we hope you'll be okay. You know, We can't do anything for you. We can't take out that tumor. That's all right. It's all right that you couldn't take it out, doctor, because guess who took it out? My God took it out. I'm telling you right now, don't faint. Tell your neighbor, don't faint. Because you can still see the goodness of Yahweh in the land of the living. Can we praise him right now that he's given us? You live it. Yahweh. Oh my God. My father. My healer. My deliverer. My savior. The holder of my future. The holder of my destiny. I thank you, Father. I thank you that you're still displaying your power. Huh? You're still manifesting your potential. You said that you could do anything. And just like you said, there is nothing that is too hard for you. I give you the fruit of my lips this morning. I call out your name this morning. I magnify you. I amplify you. I glorify you. None are worthy. Only you. So, Father, there are so many destinies in this room. There's so many futures in this room. So many journeys in this room. And you know all of our struggles, but your word tells us that you deliver us out of them all. Thank you for delivering us out of all of our struggles. And right now, Father, in the mighty name of Yeshua, maybe we've gotten tired. Maybe we've gotten lax. Maybe we've just gotten just too familiar, and we don't even see the things that you do for us on a daily basis. If we were really in you, we would thank you for the things that haven't happened to us, because the truck should have hit us. The situation should have come against us, but it didn't. Because you are working on our behalf. You're interceding for us. You're making a way for us, huh? You're clearing debris for us. Things that we know and things that we don't know. But to take care of the things that we do know and the things that we don't know, it takes faith in you. Imuna, the unshakable, unwavering, deeply rooted belief in who, that you are who you say that you are. You do the things that you say you will do. You provide the things that you say you will provide. You allow us to win against the things that you say we will win. You allow us to conquer the things that you say that we will conquer. And you don't stop there. You tell us in your word that we are more than conquerors. So if we haven't believed your word to the fullest, forgive us right now, Father. Our desire is to speak your word. Our desire is to speak how you see us. You see us as victorious. You see us as your children. Huh? You see us as not wanting for anything, because you are the God who provides. So right now, Father, we open up to you. We ask right now in the mighty name of Yeshua, begin to show us more. Lead us. Guide us. Speak to us, Father. Reveal to us right now, Father Yahweh, that in all of our ways, we would not have to wonder to look to the left or to the right, but we look to you, Father. And why did we look to you? Because you are the great navigator. You are the author and the finisher, our faith. You know the beginning from the end, the Alpha from the Omega, the A to the Z, the Aleph to the Tav. You know it all. So we put our trust, our faith, our emuna, put it in you. Father, we're going to need you tomorrow. Navigate our Monday, Father Yahweh. Ah, in the mighty name of Yeshua, protect us on Tuesday. Hallelujah. Provide for us on Wednesday. Cover us on Thursday. Heal us on Friday. Hallelujah. Give us joy on Saturday and bring us all together on Sunday. Whatever it is that we need, we look to you and we thank you for it. In Yeshua's mighty name, we pray. And if you agree, everyone says, Amen and Amen. Hallelujah. Keep your head bowed just for a moment.